بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله yesterday we discussed some of the important aspects regarding dua and our relationship with dua and just to recap that first and foremost dua is something that we learn as part of knowledge we familiarize ourselves with dua we learn the meaning of a dua and thereafter we internalize the dua We are able to feel the dua, and the dua becomes a hal and a condition of a person, and ultimately we derive the lessons and the important sabak that the dua teaches us. On one occasion, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was walking with some of his companions, and they came past the companion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala was reciting the Quran Sharif in his Nafil Salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion stopped to listen to the qiraat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so touched by his recitation that he mentioned that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala is reciting the Quran as though it was revealed. His recitation is so touching, it is so tender, that the Quran Sharif was just revealed and now he is reciting the Quran Al-Kareem. And thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud that ask and you will be given. Ask whatever you wish and you will be given. And at that time, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then was making dua. And the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were eager and curious to know what dua did Abdullah bin Mas'ud make at this time, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that ask and your dua will be granted. And at that time he then mentions, he says that the dua that I had made was, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. There's three parts to this dua. The first part is, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. O Allah, I ask you for such iman, that there is no going back on this iman. Iman is always advancing. It is always progressing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the Hadith Sharif also, Al-Imanu yazidu wa yanqus. That iman, it increases and it decreases. So therefore, our effort should be that we make dua and we make an effort that the iman is always increasing, it is progressing, it is advancing. So this is a profound dua as far as iman is concerned, that a person stays in a state of iman. And for iman to be preserved, a person has to continuously increase his iman and continuously advance his iman. So this was the first part of the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. O Allah, give me such iman that doesn't decline, diminish, and I don't go back on this iman. The second part of the dua, he says, wa na'iman la yanfad. And give me such bounties, such favors that are unending. In this world, there is no ideal situation. There is no ideal happiness. The only place where we will have favors that are unending and complete is in Jannah. So therefore, he makes this dua, O Allah, grant me this unending happiness in the gardens of Jannah and make me from among the recipients of these favors. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad. And the third part of the dua is wa murafaqata nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And O Allah, grant me the companionship of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the gardens of paradise and Jannah. And this was one concern that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had in them, that in this world they enjoyed the close proximity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they enjoyed his company, they enjoyed his companionship, and they were able to sit with him, and they were able to learn from him, and they were able to drink from him from wisdom, and from his knowledge, and from his barakat, and from his du'as, and from his tawajjuhat. So it was something that they were so familiar with, and something which they enjoyed to such an extent that it made their life extremely happy and fulfilling. And then the Sahaba, their concern was that after we leave this world and after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave this world, then what will be our condition, where will we be and where will Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the basharat in different ways. One is an ayah in the Quran Sharif where it is mentioned that وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those who obey Allah, those who obey the Nabi, then they will be with the Anbiya, they will be with the pious, they will be with the good people in Jannah. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a person will be accompanying the person who he loved, who he had affinity for, who he associated with. So it is also important that our association and the allegiance that we have as far as our heart is concerned, the muhabbat that we have muhabbat for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have muhabbat and love for those people who have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that even if our deeds fall short, or we do not perform as well as we should, we are weak. But if we have an association and a companionship and an affinity with those who love Allah, who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith gives us the glad tidings that we will be with such people. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, beyond whatever they enjoyed in this world, their concern was al-akhirah, that in the hereafter, where will we be? So this dua was made by Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, among the other two du'as, that O Allah, in Jannah also, give me the murafaqat and the happiness and the proximity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enjoy his company there. So these are, once again, the beautiful treasures of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life that were taught to us and conveyed to us by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And we'll repeat the du'a. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad wa na'iman la yanfad wa murafaqata nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the tawfiq to learn this du'a, to earn this du'a, to feel this du'a, and to make this du'a a condition within our life, and to recite it as often as possible, and to grant us all the beautiful ni'mats and bounties that are contained in this du'a. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.